Savannah City leaders' proposal to charge Chatham County property owners a fee for fire service made headlines this week. Susan Catron, executive editor of Savannah Morning News, says since fees vary depending on property size, it could be considered a fair tax.
Doesn't get much fairer than taxing every parcel of land. What you don't want is to pay more. So the city says we may reduce your property taxes by 2.5 mils. The problem is it's a may. It's all in the budget. They've got to discuss this at the retreat coming up this week. What it means on a larger scale, if you look at SCAD, for instance, educational institutions, it's part of that list of
nonprofits
that don't pay property taxes. They've got 88 buildings. 81 are listed for educational exemption. That's $221 million or more in appraised value. You know, you can see SCAD paying a substantial amount they do not pay now. On the other hand, the fire alarm goes off, the trucks roll. So it's a tough spot the council's in, but they've got to raise money. They've got a shortfall, and they've got to figure it out. People who already pay property tax should not pay more, and they're trying to figure out how to do that. As I understand it, it was taken to council members one by one as they worked on this project. So, you know, and said, you know, stop us now if we're doing the wrong thing, and nobody stopped them. A lot of people are saying, oh, they only had 48 hours notice. That's not true. They did know it was coming, and they had some time to think about it and how they would approach it. So I think you can look for some constructive conversation at the retreat at the end of the month when they talk about the full budget. They're going to talk about how to fill the shortfall if this doesn't happen. They're going to talk about all the ramifications of the hospital changes. You know, there's a hospital sale coming up. They're going to talk about transportation projects, a lot of infrastructure, drainage. Again, drainage is the forever story in Savannah, and how to cover all that. But they've got to figure out what to cut. You're going to talk a lot about priorities and what matters. You're probably going to see some wrestling between districts as well.
This fire fee is kind of the latest in a series of financially controversial decisions that the city manager has made. Are you hearing anything about him and about how people are feeling about his performance? Because he's been in a power now for almost a year.
I'm hearing a mixed bag. I think a lot of people think that he's come into a situation where he's got a lot of things to fix. He's got a lot of problems to solve, and he's looking long-term solutions. I know he's talked to his staff about moving Savannah forward. Let's start at the point we're at, and let's just work from there. He's selling off some buildings downtown. Some of them are moving into the Savannah Morning News building. It looks like he's putting everything on the table and focused on his job.
Chatham County's proposed sale of Memorial Health to for-profit HCA Healthcare has many wondering what that means for the public hospital.
We're only, maybe a few weeks from HCA and Memorial Hospital becoming a for-profit hospital. And the difference there is that it will own the land, it will own the services and everything. Right now, the county owns the land and contracts with Memorial Health to run it. Memorial Health looked for a partner back in June or July of last year. They had a partnership with Novant Health. It fell through because the authority would not sign off on a new lease for them without guaranteeing that services would stay at the current level with the level one trauma center and the high level NICU. And again, all this encompasses indigent care for Savannah, for Chatham County's residents. Supposedly the deal right now, as we know it, will keep these for 10 years. But after that, if they can't sustain it, it's gonna go away. The Attorney General is required to hear all sides and decide if this is it can go forward. If it goes forward, this will be signed possibly by the end of the year. They're targeting to have this done by January 1.
The state's attorney general was in Savannah today for a public hearing about the proposed sale.